Read it yourself.
Read it yourself. Level 3. Confident reader. Aladdin. Once, there was a boy called Aladdin. He lived in China. One day, a man said to him, "I am your uncle. I will help you." He was not really Aladdin's uncle. He was a magician. "I will make you very rich," the magician said. He made a fire, and dark smoke came up. Then Aladdin saw a stone with a handle on it. "Pull that handle," said the magician. The stone came up, and Aladdin could see a dark well. "If you want to be rich, go down there and get the lamp," the magician said. "This ring will help you." Aladdin left the magician and went down to the bottom of the well. At the bottom of the well was a cave. There he saw a garden. Aladdin left the cave and went into the garden. There he saw jewels and a lamp. He took them back to the well. At the well, the magician said, "Give me the lamp."
"Help me out first," said Aladdin.
The magician was so angry that he put the stone back on the well, and Aladdin could not get out. Aladdin was in the garden for days. Aladdin was cold. He rubbed his hands. This rubbed the ring too. A genie appeared in a puff of smoke.
"I am the genie of the ring," he said. "What is your wish?"
"I wish to go home," Aladdin said.
He was back home at once. Aladdin said,
"I must have some dinner, so I will sell this lamp."
"This lamp looks so old," his mother said.
She rubbed it to make it look new. There was a puff of smoke, and a new genie appeared.
"What is your wish?"
said the genie of the lamp.
"I wish for some dinner," Aladdin said.
At once, they had dinner. Time went by. Aladdin was now a rich man. When he rubbed the lamp, the genie came to him. One day, Aladdin saw a princess go by. He fell in love, and so did the princess.
"I want to marry that princess," said Aladdin.
"We must go to see the princess and the king," his mother said.
They gave the princess some jewels. She said she wanted to marry Aladdin too. Aladdin rubbed the lamp.
"Genie, I wish for a really big house," he said.
Aladdin married the princess, and they lived happily in the big house. Time went by. One day, the magician came back. He saw Aladdin was now rich.
"The magic lamp has made him rich," he said. "I must have it."
When Aladdin was away, the magician went to see the princess.
I will give you a new lamp if you give me that old one, he said.
The princess gave the magician Aladdin's old lamp. The magician rubbed the lamp.
Genie, make Aladdin's house go away, he said.
The house and the princess disappeared. The king was very angry.
Aladdin, he said, get the princess back.
Aladdin rubbed the magic ring on his hand.
Genie, take me to the princess, he said.
At once, he was with the princess.
The old lamp is magic, Aladdin said to the princess. We must get it back.
So then they gave the magician dinner.
Put this in his dinner, the princess said to Aladdin.
The magician had his dinner and disappeared in a puff of smoke. Aladdin rubbed the lamp.
Genie, take us home, he said.
At once, Aladdin and the princess were back home. And they lived happily ever after. How much do you remember about the story of Aladdin? Answer these questions and find out. Who does the magician pretend to be? What happens when Aladdin rubs the ring? What is magic about Aladdin's lamp? Who does Aladdin want to marry? What makes the magician disappear? Read it yourself. Aladdin. Adapted by Gillian Powell. Illustrated by Rhea Jai. Read by Paul Panting. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2014-2024. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024.